This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian appointed officials claim that Ukrainian missiles struck one of the few bridges linking Crimea with Ukraine's mainland on Thursday, cutting off one of the main supply routes for Russian-occupied forces in southern Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee has more.
The Konha Bridge connects the Russian-held area of Kherson with the Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia in 2014. However, Ukraine did not claim responsibility for the bridge attack. Russian-appointed governor Vladimir Saldo released a video of him inspecting the site.
This is another meaningless act perpetrated by the Kiev regime on orders from London. It is absolutely bezluzdo. That means stupid in Ukrainian.
A bus station manager told Reuters alternative routes require hours-long detours over roads in poor condition.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. NATO on Friday concluded its largest ever Air Force deployment exercise in Europe in a show of force against potential threats such as Russia. The German-led Air Defender 23 maneuvers brought together some 250 military aircraft from 25 NATO and partner countries, including Japan and Sweden, which is bidding to join the alliance. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday the situation in the occupied West Bank was deteriorating sharply, adding Israeli forces had killed at least 7 Palestinians, including children, in a refugee camp. Volker Turk said in a statement via a spokesperson at a UN press briefing, quote, "This week's violence in the occupied West Bank risks spiraling out of control, fueled by strident political rhetoric and an escalation in the use of advanced military weaponry by Israel." This is VOA News. Chased from their homes by gangs, thousands of Haitians languish in shelters with their lives in limbo. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nearly 200 people who once lived in the impoverished neighborhood of City Soleil in Port-au-Prince are now camped in Jonquet Amilcar's front yard and other nearby areas. Amilcar had opened his door to a homeless family after a truck ran over and killed two of their children while they slept on the street. Thousands of citizens have crowded into dozens of makeshift shelters like Amilcar's or sought refuge in parks, churches, schools and abandoned buildings in the capital and beyond. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa is investigating the deaths of at least 31 people in a mine last month in the Free State province that has been closed for around 30 years, the Energy Department said on Thursday. They are believed to be from a neighboring country, which reported the incident to South African authorities, and the workers died in a ventilation shaft in the mine. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi mixed in some jokes during the White House state dinner in his honor, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Cheers.
Modi is not known for his sense of humor, but he was joking about his lack of singing chops, the time then Vice President Biden wanted him to eat at a time he was fasting, and how well Indians and Americans are getting along.
We can pronounce each other's names correctly. We can understand each other's accent better. Kids in India become Spider-Man on Halloween. And America's youth is dancing to the tune of Natu Natu.
President Biden was more serious in his toast, recalling he said 2 decades ago, as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the world would be safer if the United States and India grew to be the closest friends and partners in the world.
I believe that even more today, now that I'm president.
A group of more than 70 lawmakers urged the president to raise concerns about the erosion of religious, press, and political freedoms in India. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hospital doctors in Britain on Friday announced the longest strike in the history of the state-funded National Health Service. In an ongoing row over pay, junior doctors, those below consultant level, will walk out 5 days beginning the morning of July 13th until the same time on July 18th, the British Medical Association said. The stoppage, just after the NHS marks its 75th anniversary, follows a 72-hour strike this month in opposition to the government's refusal to budge on its offer of a 5% pay increase. I'm Joe Ramsey.